This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are awaiting Chuck Smith to hit us up. He's been out in Arizona training guys, getting ready for the Senior Bowl and the draft, believe it or not. Guys are already training and getting ready. And, Mike, we found out more about what's going to happen with the Dogs. But first, we got to thank everybody who stopped by Grindhouse on Saturday. Man, we had such a great time out there with all of our listeners. Dog fans coming by, heading to the parade, then heading to the stadium. Mike, we had a great time out there in Athens, man.
Yeah, man. And I was waiting for my Uber after the show. Met more people as they were making their way back from Sanford Stadium. But, man, it was great. And we got a lot of the pictures are up on our Twitter page. A lot of the listeners who came by and got to meet families and the whole crew. And, again, all the people that listen out in Athens, which really means a lot to us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So it's always good to kick it. Always good to celebrate a championship. More chips, please. Mm-hmm. But this team got some great news. And we're going to talk more about it coming up in the Dog Report about guys that are coming back. I have to ask our crack staff, of course, that's Chris, that's Turtle, and Bo. No news, right, on Stetson Bennett, right? We haven't heard anything today, no?
Not as far as I've seen.
Okay, guys. Okay. Mike, we're keeping an eye out. Seems like everybody around Stetson is making decisions,
yeah.
But not Stetson.
No, and as you said, we'll mention it, but a lot of pieces on defense are coming back with that super senior, whatever you want to call it, the NCAA ruling because of the COVID year. But a lot of guys are going to come back. Tyke Smith, he got injured as well, came over from West Virginia. So, yeah, good news, though, for the defense. But, again, the one that kind of sets everything in motion, at least what people perceive will set in motion, will be the quarterback move.
No doubt. All right, guys, as we await Chuck Smith, Mike, just generally speaking, because we're going to talk about every one of these games, which one stood out to you, and you know what were you most surprised or shocked by as Wild Card Weekend played out?
Well, I think it's the biggest one, and that is the Cowboys over the 49ers. I thought Buffalo, by the way, did a fantastic job. I mean, the Patriots were never in that game. I mean, they just absolutely, whatever they were selling, McDermott was selling, they bought it. I mean, they came in there and just absolutely cleaned house, and Josh Allen had a great day throwing, and it was, miserably cold. But the 49ers and Cowboys is just so big for so many reasons, because as you kind of alluded to, Mike McCarthy could get got after just two seasons, Dan Quinn's stock is through the roof. I mean, the world is Dan Quinn's oyster right now. Be careful how you work this, some of those other teams out there. But it was like Garoppolo, and I don't know how you feel about Garoppolo. I mean, statistically, he's right where he needs to be. He's in the upper, third of NFL quarterbacks, but he makes such terrible throws. Same thing that happened at the Super Bowl. Just get a ball out there. The wide receiver's got his own area code, and he can't deliver the football. Another one where he just, airmails a throw and it gets picked. I mean, if Garoppolo could just ever cut that, but I don't think he can. I think that's just what Garoppolo is, Carl, and that's why they went for Trey Lance.
Yeah. Listen, I think he's playing in his last season. It'd be a hell of a story if he goes to the Super Bowl and they win it, okay, the 49ers, and they're capable. I mean, with that defensive front, we got to see how Bosa is. They had a couple of injuries, but going up and now we know what the matchups are going to be. And when you look at this, they got to go play Green Bay at Green Bay. That game's going to be Saturday at 8:15. And if they can get after Aaron Rodgers the way that they got after the Cowboys, which is very possible, they're going to be in that game. They can run the ball. So I'm with you with Garoppolo. It was almost like you were just waiting for him to make the mistake. And then when it happened, you went, I knew it, because things were going too perfect for him, right?
Right, and Falcon fans are like, wow, man, Dan Quinn's defense. I mean, the malfunction was on the offensive side. You really can't blame DQ for that. He held the 49ers to 23 points. But it was like Shanahan was doing everything through Garoppolo, everything in their power to give this game back. The gutsy run around the end where I thought that spot could have gone either way. But, eventually they got to give the ball back. But Dak, and this is one that everybody, if you're in the office, if you're not, but it's water cooler talk. I mean, Anybody, Carl, who's watched the NFL for any amount of time knows how the clock works. And the ref's always going to spot the ball, and people got hung up on that. But Dax, I mean, I know the 49ers are taking away some of the sideline stuff.
He wasn't great.
But you can still run yourself up, get a better angle for a Hail Mary or that toss now to the end zone, and spike the ball. I mean, get that so you can spike. You did the only thing which gave you no option.
Yeah, I went into this weekend, and I talked a lot about it, Mike, on the national show, that this weekend was about who you trusted the most at quarterback. And for Dak, I just didn't think he played well. You know, he's one of three guys right now in the league that are making $40 million. Now, in 4 years from now, there'll be about eight or nine of those guys, and it won't be maybe as big of a deal. But the Cowboys invested in him for these kinds of moments, and he just didn't deliver. Now, you could put that on Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, and say, hey, you know what, it was a bad game plan. But I got to tell you, for what I expected the Cowboys to be, and by the way, Dak's got better personnel. His offensive line is better, okay? His running back allegedly is better. I mean, they got a receiver in Deebo Samuel playing wide receiver and running back. Mm. Everything that you talk about, CeeDee Lamb.
By the way, CeeDee Lamb, hello, one catch. Now, terrible. he had some drops. Terrible. He had some terrible drops, as did Cooper. But, I mean, just, again, guys, it was, what, five targets for CeeDee Lamb. So, I mean, the guys you just talked about supposed to have the impact have no impact. But I thought Dak missed some throws, but when he made some throws, his receivers didn't, to your point, didn't help him out.
No. And, you know, for what it's worth, this is the pressure you live for. Everybody likes Dak. I mean, Mike and I talked about this after the Hard Knocks episodes, right? If you didn't like him or you weren't a Cowboy fan, and you still might not be, and that's not the question. The thing is, we root for guys. In sports, that's a lot of the rooting comes now from, I like him and I want to root for him. That's why Trae Young has fans all over the world. I like what I see. I like his swag. I'm going to root for that guy. I think people root for Dak, but this is one of the biggest moments. And for the Cowboys, who haven't won a playoff game in 25 years, at home, and you have the better team, it's going to fall on your shoulders. Now, it may cost the coach, and I said this morning, Mike. I think Mike McCarthy still gets fired. I'm hearing things from that organization that – and part of the deal with this is, guys, I don't think it's a rush or reactionary thing. There had been some hesitation already with McCarthy. And then you look at how they lost games during the season, and now you get in the playoffs, and you've got this embarrassing moment that happens, and you've got two guys in the building that you absolutely love. I think it's a done deal. I think it's only a matter of time, Mike. If he keeps his job, here's what happens next year. They go on a two-game losing streak, he's done.
Well, that's just it. I mean, people are of the opinion, in college, the CEO coach is one thing. But in the NFL, you know, you generally want to have a little more input on offense. He's got himself an offensive coordinator, the DC. Now, again, I don't know how that works. Dan, he's got so much better personnel, I think we can all agree, with than he ever had in Atlanta. But I just think Dan's in-game management and some of the things, I just think, maybe we're too close to it in Atlanta, but I would not pull the trigger on Dan Quinn.
It's going to be interesting. Let's talk to our man Chuck Smith, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chuck, we know you're training. We know you're busy, bro, but wanted to chalk out a few minutes with you.
Yeah. Hey, man, I want to apologize. I was in the middle in the gym. I got 17 pass rushers getting ready for the draft and everything. Hey, y'all, I was spinning. I was chopping. I ain't going to lie to y'all, man. My sister had my phone, and I'm telling you, I was coming off that corner, man, like Derek Thomas, late great one, man. I'm bold, but I can still bend a little bit now.
Well, those videos are amazing. Make sure you check out Chuck and you follow him. He posts a little bit. He doesn't post all the stuff, but he posts a little bit of that stuff out there, and it's great. Hey, man, let's talk about the Rams last night, because you always are talking about Aaron Donald and that front and Von Miller. Man, they got after Kyler Murray last night.
Man, listen, you forgot the other one, Leonard Floyd. Man, yes. I love it. Those are three of my favorite clients, too, because they're good people. But when you watch Aaron Donald and his technique, the destruction he causes inside, he affects the protection. He affects the mindset. People forget about that. When you're a dog like AD, the mindset of the mother cat is, oh, I got to come to play. And Von Miller showed up big last night, though. He's looking like he's getting back on his feet. And I think the sleeper, like I told you, is Leonard Floyd. I mean, they got some dudes, y'all. And hopefully they can keep it going.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm with you, brother. That defense gets after it. It was probably, I don't know, it may be the final appearance for J.J. Watt. You know, he rehabbed, got himself back there. I think he had like one solo tackle, three tackles. Yeah. But it just seemed like Matthew Stafford had a clean pocket. He takes a lot of hits, but it seems like the running game, they committed to the running game, which set up the play action, which made everything so much more effective, especially with Odell Beckham.
Well, Beckham, give him props. I know folks in Cleveland like, oh, my God, Odell Beckham celebrating. But you know what? But you know what's funny? Something that you said, there's two people that their retirement gravestones, just retirement gravestones, are already set in the yard. Number one is J.J. Watt. He's retired, and he's been retired, in my opinion, because of his health. And right next to him is going to be Ben Roethlisberger. Right. All of them cats need this time. You know what I mean? But when you look at Matthew Stafford, the way he's managing the offense, you look at the way the offensive line, Big Whitworth, is in his 300th year of football, still holding down the right tackle. This is a team. You always hear me talking about sneaky good. They're sneaky good. Isn't it amazing to say they're sneaky good? You got two Hall of Famers on defense and potentially Matthew Stafford, if he can run the table, maybe one day he gets on the ballot. But, yeah, but I do have an apology to make to you guys, man.
What's that?
I did give y'all some bad information. I told you guys that the Dallas Cowboys might have a chance to run the table.
No.
And when I told y'all that, I said it with conviction. And I also got to apologize to you too, Carl, because I did say the New England Patriots was going to win. So, hey, I'm always going to take the love. But when you got it, I got to come down on myself. I'm coming down. I thought both of those teams had a better shot than they did.
Well, the Bills, guys, they scored on 7 consecutive possessions. It's unheard of. It's an NFL record. I mean, when you talk about every time you touch the ball, the first 7 times you go down the field, and Chuck, these were not like 6-yard drives. They were 80, 90, 75, 68. They were just moving the ball, and the Patriots, once they got behind, guys, we know this, right? They're not built to come from behind like that. Mac Jones is not that guy yet.
No, he's not, and he was completely rattled. You just saw that he is a rookie at quarterback. But the surprising thing to me, guys, is that everybody's sort of coming down on this kid. I mean, what did you expect? Did you expect them to run the table? Give them a lot of credit for being where they are. Now, the beatdown they got, this is a 17, 18-year beef. Because, listen, the New England Patriots have beat the brakes off the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins for years. So I can tell you this right now. They're showing no mercy, and they're not sitting around worrying about the Patriots, because this is a lot of anger built up, and I think they ran that thing up, man, for a purpose. I really did.
Yeah, man, he was really ticked off, the coach, Sean McDermott, after they lost at home to Buffalo. They put it on him in New England. They're also running the ball well. Chuck, the knock on the Bills in some of the tougher games is that Singletary wasn't that big a factor. So they got the balance, man. Plus, they got the playmakers, a wide receiver, and tight end.
Man, you look at Diggs, man. You look at this team. I mean, they're really built to win, I'm telling you right now. And it wouldn't surprise me if they got far as having the chance to compete for the AFC championship. But to me, one of the things that they've really added in is them young cats on defense. We've talked about Greg Russo, Mike. We talked about him. Right. We talked about some of these other guys they have on this defense that are some studs. But, I mean, give an organization credit for drafting correctly. The guys that we just talked about, they're guys that, except Diggs, for the most part, they were drafted. So give those guys a lot of credit. We beat teams up for their personnel all the time, but the Bills have done it the right way.
Chuck Smith, our guest, guys. Titans and Packers got the bye. And, Chuck, I mean, you want to assume that everybody uses that and gets healthy. I mean, an extra week in the NFL is a big deal. But now the Bengals travel to Tennessee. 49ers travel to the Packers this weekend. So that's going to be part of the divisional round. And I'm just curious, you always give the leg up to the team that got the rest, right? I mean, the Packers are going to be favored. Tennessee's favored because of that extra bye?
Yeah, if you look at history, I mean, traditionally the teams that get the bye, they usually win. And they usually take care of it in their first game. But I'm going to tell you this. These games are a little more even matched than you would think traditionally that the team that has the most rest. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see Frisco win the game. I wouldn't be surprised to see any of these teams win. But to me, plus it's a younger man's league from the standpoint. Mm-hmm. So the mental errors, health don't stop mental errors. So when you're a team of some of these guys, some of the young guys, I mean, it's about the mental errors, particularly in this time. Because look at last night. Look at Kyler Murray. Man, dude, he got shook. He was look. You would have thought he saw a scary monster, I'm telling you, in that alley. I mean, it was – that's what happened. So, remember, a lot of the young guys, there's some young guys on these teams, health is good, but mentally is where you really win in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Carl and I were talking about it last night. It became 21-0. I know he's trying to make a play. I mean, look, we joke around. Yes, 2 points is still better than giving up seven, right? So take the safety, do something. Guys always push and try to create. And so, by the way, I mean, they've based everything around Kyler Murray. He's not going anywhere. But what about Cliff Kingsbury? I mean, do you say he's culpable in this or he gets another year?
I definitely think he gets another year. I mean, they came out one of the hot teams. They showed that they're definitely a team that's ascending, even though they, you know, lost last night. But that goes on Kyler Murray. I mean, he held the ball so long, it was unbelievable. And what happened in the end zone, that was 100% Kyler Murray. He had the offensive line was solid on that play. The running back picked up the middle backers on pressure, but he held the ball. It's like he wanted to get sacked. Like I said, man, let me give y'all a sack, man. Let me give y'all some highlights, man. It's like unfortunate for him. But, I mean, he's one of the best in the league, and he just got to – it's the next man up next year.
Chuck, I don't want to, you know, blow any secrets before we let you go, but I know you're training a bunch of guys out there. How impressed have you been with what you've seen with some of the guys you're working with?
All I'm going to say is this. This is an edge draft. This is a defensive end draft. There are lots of guys out there. You got Hutchinson and you got Thibodeau at the top. But there are several guys, man, and I'm having a chance to see that would fit perfectly in Dean Pease's scheme. So this ain't a year where they say, we can't find nobody. Well, I found them, and you're going to eventually find them when you see them at the combine and on pro day. And it's going to start at the Senior Bowl. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all get y'all popcorn too, man. Y'all get y'all popcorn. Get y'all seats turned on the Senior Bowl. Because I can tell you this right now, the guys I get, we're going to put a whooping on the Senior Bowl offensive lineman like they've never seen before. It's going to be like Aaron Donald when me and AD went through there and AD wrecked shop. It's going to be that kind of thing when I'm telling you, there's some dudes in this draft. The more linemen better be ready because we prepared.
Nice.
All right, man. 2011 was the best defensive end draft by everybody's metric. Obviously J.J. Watt and, we talked about, Cam Jordan.
Yeah.
I just made another Pro Bowl. You know, I mean, all these dudes are just bad. I mean, some dude, Kerrigan is still playing. Guys that get after it. So, we'll see. Is it that good? A lot of good DBs too, Chuck. But you say this is the one for defensive line, defensive end.
I think for the edge guys, I think this is one. But look, Mike, let me pump my brakes now. You done throw me out there where I'm comparing Von Miller, all them guys now, JJ. So I ain't going, you just named three Hall of Famers, first ballot. So I ain't saying that. This way, let's go and take care of the Senior Bowl. Let's handle that and then go from there. So I ain't going, you ain't going to throw me under the bus like that, Mike. Being no prediction.
All right, man. We went Julio that year, Carl.
I know. Chuck, get us out of here, man. Appreciate you taking some time.
Live life every day like it's 3rd and 8, and I love to see quarterbacks get knocked around.
That he does. It is that time of year. It's the playoffs. We're coming back. Headlines, man. Hawks win, and he enters the portal. It's coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Oh, the Hawks get a dub. We needed one badly. It's Dukes and Bell. Headline segment, guys, as always, is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. Trey came on late in this game. Hawks take control with about 4 minutes to play. Trey talked about, you know, pulling off a comeback.
I mean, we just played. We played hard, made some shots. We didn't make shots early on. We were getting a lot of open looks, a lot of wide open looks. We just didn't make some shots, and it happens. But we kept playing and kept fighting, and, I mean, got enough stops to pull out the win.
So, Mike, you said it. Does this lead to something? Again, we got a home game Wednesday night, the T-Wolves. We got a home game Friday night against the Heat. And then we got another game on the road on the 23rd, all right, going into the weekend. They don't play Saturday night, but they're at the Hornets. I mean, can we run off three or four here?
Yeah, man, in the words of Willie Taggart, do something. Okay, bad reference. But, yeah, man, do something. Lead this to something. Let's go get on a run. Win, like, you know, 8 of 10 or something, where we're all of a sudden, hey, we're back in the spot. You know, we're actually are in the playoffs and not one of those, like, one game you're in, you're out playoff play-in deals. So, yeah, man, long way to go. You said it. Still now we got to prove to Travis Schlenk they're worthy of making another trade at the deadline or two to see what they can do.
I'm not worthy.
By the way, I didn't mention this at the top of the hour, but I was going back through my tweets. It's easier just to tweet instead of, like, writing things down. So I went back. Can we just find a way to ban Grayson Allen for life? When he shoves, if you didn't see it, he shoves Gallo from behind into, I think it was Bobby Porter. I mean, Grayson Allen, Carl, is such the quintessential Duke creep. He would be a perfect member of the Cobra Kai.
So are you saying he's crazier than Crazy Eyes?
He is a sociopathic dirtbag by NBA standards. He's always, Carl, he's literally that guy. Tripping, shoving, he's got that stupid, don't you want to just reach in the television and punch Grayson Allen right in his little Duke face? I know I do. Sorry, enough about me. Back to you with the headlines.
Man. I mean, listen, he shoots the ball well, but he always has those moments where you kind of go, is he thinking or not thinking? So, yeah, I know, man. I thought a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Great discipline we showed him at Duke, didn't we?
Thank you, Coach K. I thought you know what, Mike? I thought things would change when he got in the NBA a little bit, and they really haven't. I mean, he still has that element to him, but he hadn't done it to the wrong guy yet. Either.
Yeah. Love to see somebody put him right in his little place. But anyway, that's just off to the side.
Travis Schlenk, our general manager on the morning show this morning with John Fricke and Hugh Douglas, said, can this lead to sustained success? Here's how he answered it.
Well, I think, you know, as you heard in a little clip there from Coach, you know, I thought we did a good job of maintaining our composure in the fourth quarter. I thought we had better ball movement in the fourth quarter as well. You know, it seems like so many of these times we get pretty stagnant in the fourth quarter and we become so reliant on Trey to make a play. But, you know, getting more ball movement, getting more people involved, I thought was a good step in the right direction last night.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And we'll see, man. I mean, like I say all the time, and more on the Hawks with Nate and what he had to say and Trey and John Collins. But we got to get going. I mean, I cannot wait until, you know, February 14th to say, all right, well, now we can kick things into gear.
Right.
We got to get going right now. Hey, man, Cooper Kupp was one of the touchdowns that was thrown by Matthew Stafford last night. He threw one to Odell Beckham as well. He ran for one. Stafford was really good last night. But when this happened, Mike, I was like, it's done.
Second and six from the 7. Here comes the blitz. Slides to his right. Throws low. Caught the goal line. Cooper Kupp makes the catch for the touchdown. The triple crown winner.
That's
Cooper
Kupp
has the 4th touchdown of the game. And the Rams are blowing it open.
No. Yeah, he was unbelievable with his moves. And I mean, after the catch, you got to go to the elites, man. The Tim Browns and the Jerry Rice's call for yards after the catch, what this guy's doing.
Yeah, Rams radio call, that was kind of corny. I got to say that, Mike. I'm sorry.
That's a given, isn't it?
That was kind of corny. The triple crown!
Well, I mean, that's when you lead most yards.
Most
yards, most receiving, and most touchdowns. You are in elite company because
the triple crown winner!
Yes, that's corny
it's
right
Jerry
there.
Jerry Rice, but it's Sterling.
Sorry.
I'm just telling you, man, this is what they say it is. I'm like, is it a little corny? Okay, but this is a very, very exclusive fraternity. Steve Smith, Sterling Sharp, Jerry Rice, take it all the way back to Bambi, Lance Allworth for the Chargers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's elite company, man.
Oh, so is that how we refer to him from now on? Yeah, you're Cooper Kupp!
Cooper Kupp, a member of the Triple Crown!
Triple Crown! It was just corny, that's all. It sounded kind of whack, that's all. Now, give it. I mean, I know your team's up 28-0, but I don't know. Stop reading, son. Hey, it's Dukes Bell. Yeah, but I know. He's really good. We get it. By the way, Odell Beckham. I tweeted this out. So was it Baker Mayfield or Odell Beckham, Mike?
I think it's Baker Mayfield, and I think it's also the coach. They got a lot of weapons, and all I know is everybody in L.A., for what it's worth, take this with a grain of salt, but guys are saying professional, reads the playbook, good football IQ, all the stuff you hear about the elites. He's saying, it was an interview that I saw a Stafford deal, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago, saying, look, I don't know what happened in Cleveland. That's their business, but this guy's been a godsend.
Yeah. So the Rams move on, as I mentioned, and more on this on the playoffs coming up in our NFL Blitz segment. But the matchups are set. We'll talk about them. We'll also talk about the debacle for the Cowboys. I had a guy hit me up. I think it was Ezekiel, who's a great listener, a great interaction on Twitter. And he was like, hey, Cowboys ain't won nothing in 25 years. Guys, it's still, even the fact that they did not win, it's still the huge story.
Yeah.
They may hire Dan Quinn within the next few days.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be a mistake for Jerry, but hey.
It's unbelievable.
Look, they've got a lot of things going for them. I think you go back and you Kellen Moore. I mean, how about you don't get the ball to CeeDee Lamb more than once, okay? There's a lot of folks on that sideline. Mike McCarthy, it always seemed like a strange fit, but Jerry Jones and the America's team always gets the love and the ink. And yeah. Dak, yep. We like Dak. Everyone respects what Dak is doing, but that was a boneheaded play at the end of the game.
Yeah, he didn't get it done, man. A lot of this falls on his shoulders. Hey, by the way, JT Daniels expected to enter the transfer portal. We're going to talk more about it in the 4 o'clock hour, but he has not yet expected. So
he'd be a summer graduate that then would allow him to play potentially next year, but he's got to graduate first.
All right, we're coming back. NFL Blitz is on the way, and you're going to hear from some of the guys that got it done over the weekend and some who did not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.